You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful sacred souls. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here. I am your host, Ian Shelley. It's so amazing to be here in the collective consciousness and the energy of the community again. As you know, the Wisdom series is about ancient wisdom. It's about that which was once known, practices that might be forgotten right now. So as we start the show, let's call on the ancient masters, let's call on the ancient ones, the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us throughout the show. So we are just going to wait again for Sally, and I believe that I dropped off while I was introducing her to you. So for the benefit of those who didn't hear, and again, I sincerely apologize, let me go ahead and just make sure that you know about Sally. Sally, are you there, Sally? I hear maybe, no, not yet, okay. Sally became a medium when she was 28 years old after the tragic death of her husband, which led her on a deep personal healing journey. She was guided by wonderful healers and was trained by trance medium Ivy Northage and her guide Chan, who are well known both in the Spiritualist Association and College of Psychic Studies in London. Since then, Sally and her children, Sophie and Jerome, have facilitated many people through a deep process of spiritual development. Sally runs development groups and partnerships with her guide, the spirit guide Cheng Fu, also working deeply with individuals one-on-one, helping both men and women to integrate and heal past wounding and liberate themselves into their true deep soul connection. Sally is also a self-initiated priestess of Avalon and in recent years has been blessed with the ecstatic experience of goddess Isis coming into her body when she is in trance, as well as other aspects of Divine Mother. Okay, beautiful. Sally, are you back?
I never went anywhere. We've been waiting to connect with you. We just got through, so hello.
hello. Yeah, wonderful to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. I mean, thank you, Ian. Yes, I'm glad to be on the show. We thought we weren't going to get on the show. So, wonderful.
Yeah, well, here we are. So we'll just stand on top of this mountain and just intend that we are going to remain connected the whole time. So I know it's Mercury retrograde, and we had some technical issues. So this hopefully will be the last of that. So I was just introducing you, Sally, and sharing a little bit about your background. This, of course, is the first time you're on Wisdom of the Ancients, so it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I know that you'll be channeling Cheng Fu, and there might even be Goddess Isis coming through. We're not quite sure, but we have a wonderful show planned, and I was just telling people, if you'd like to have the opportunity to ask Cheng Fu a question, then *2 to raise your hand or put your question in the webinar box. And so
what I need to explain to you, Ian, is that I'm a deep trance medium. So, and we were going to talk about this before, but basically it takes me time to get out, all right? So normally what we do on these shows is I talk a little to you and any question you want to ask me, and then my daughter or my son, Jerome, will take over the call while I go into trance, okay? And then what happens then is that very often, Isis comes in at the beginning. She just comes in to bless the temple, and then Cheng Fu comes in, and at that point, you know, they would tell you that the spirits are in, and then the call gets transferred back to Cheng Fu, if you see what I mean. But it's quite a long wait. It's like about 7-8 minutes it takes for me to get out and for the whole of the beings to come in. Yeah, so that's what we normally do, is spend a little bit of time with me, and then you talk to Sophie or Jerome or both a bit while I change states. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. And so, yeah,
all right.
So both Sophie and Jerome are with us right now.
Yes, they're both here. Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful.
So is that what you would like? You'd like me just to basically go into trance now. If there's anything you want to ask me, then I'm here, and then the questions will come to Chung Fu. Isis calls herself Isa. Isa, she comes in at the beginning, but when I go into trance, but also Chung Fu may bring her in later in the call. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, I can't control that, obviously. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, not yet. No, don't go yet. Let's. Chat a little bit first. So, of course, welcome to Sophie and Jerome. Beautiful to have your amazing souls on the show with us as well. So, welcome to the both of you.
Thank you.
All right. So, everyone, this is going to be a little different to how we normally do it, but that's totally, totally wonderful. So one of the main questions you can ask Chung Fu, of course, you can ask virtually anything, but one of the main questions is if you're interested, because this show is about crystals as gateways to your ascension. So first we're going to be talking about crystals, and you can ask Chung Fu, what are your crystals and what planets are they aligned with? So if you don't have a burning question that your higher self is wanting you to ask Chung Fu, you can always ask what your crystals are and what planets they are aligned with. And Chung Fu will give you that information as well as some guidance around that. So let's go ahead and get this started. I wanted to talk about the topic being crystals as gateways to our ascension. And many of us, Sally, you know, I'm looking at my crystals in front of me right now here in my altar where I do my shows from. And I've got various crystals. And I think many in the community carry crystals with them or have crystals that are special. But I wanted to get your perspective and expertise on, you know, crystals as, you know, living souls and living beings and how they can really help us accelerate our ascension and support us on our path.
So you may want to ask this question again to Chung Fu, but I'll certainly give you what I understand. I've been a medium for, you know, over 40 years, and it all began, in fact, with Chung Fu coming through talking about crystals, and that was a long time ago, before anybody used crystals, and he sent us off down the botanical shop, you know, down the shop where there was an old man down there with, like, amazing stones and rocks, and he was like, crystals? Why do you want crystals? And we found them for 50p in a bottom drawer, and that was in the late 70s.
Wow.
So it's very interesting, isn't it, how the general consciousness of humanity is just has come towards that now. And, you know, we live in Glastonbury, and there's so many crystal shops, and everybody knows about crystals. But this began a long time ago. So the reason I use crystals is because, you know, I have been trained, taught by Chung Fu. And you mentioned, you know, these beings. It's so interesting, isn't it? One of the things Chung Fu talks about when he explains the kind of cosmology to us is that there are many, many different forms of life, many different states of life, you know, that we are multidimensional beings. And so what really, crystals are so ancient, aren't they? You think of the millions of years they've taken to form, and you think of all that they've gathered in the earth, and all that they are, and that they've grown really slowly with all the things that have happened and all the eras. I mean, they go through cataclysms, they go through things that I've been through a cataclysm and come up the other side. So they contain this incredible depth of beingness, you know, a beingness that we as human beings, well, we can only really guess at that, can't we? And that's the thing, is that Chung Fu really introduces us to these levels of beingness or energetics of the universe or dimensionalities of being. And he says that we are crystalline. So, you know, when in our bodies, the way we are, in fact, we receive a lot of information already from the crystal realm, from the crystal dimension, which is both in the physical, in the earth, but also in the light world. So, yes, crystals span this huge layerage of dimensionality all the way to being the crystalline light that stores, so that they are the Akashic, they are the Akashic dimension. So he talks about the crystalline dimension and the Akashic dimension, where you could say it's a bit like, it reminds me of the cloud, you know, in technology you've got the cloud, everything's stored in the sound cloud, that's right. It reminds me a little bit of that there's this dimension in the cosmos where everything that has ever happened in the universe, which is a big concept which we can barely imagine as well, is stored there. And so, yes, that was the first thing that came to us from Chung Fu, was that he's an Akashic reader. So when you know, he can access that dimension. And that, I think, is a lot what we need right now. We need to access deeper dimensions of ourselves. We need all the strength we can get. I think that's why this knowledge is coming back. I think I think there are civilizations that have known about crystals on the earth and have used them. There's a lot to talk about with that, and I'm sure Chung Fu will go into it.
Interesting. Yes. He's a gatekeeper guide, and he can actually find out the Obersoul.
That's it.
Names of each crystal realm.
That's so, it. Yeah, he.
Guide, for example.
Yeah, he does work with Jerome works a lot with crystals, and so basically he has knowledge about the inner life. So that, yes, as you said, the soul presence, the beings who, the light beings, the crystalline beings. So they're in that dimension. So the sixth, the seventh ray dimension, and they interface with the angelic beings and the ascended beings. And we have also been introduced to these solar lords who are coming through at the moment with the power of the sun, the way it is right now, what's happening on Earth that is all to do with the solar source. So, and he's bringing through for us at the moment these oversoul beings who are, in that sense, the consciousness of particular crystals. So, yeah, that is very important to kind of be able to call these beings in and to be able to work with them. And I think for that, we do need the physical crystal, and then we need the understanding of how to go into the other, into the deep dimension, and how to meditate with crystals and journey with crystals and go into the very higher dimensions, which crystals, in fact, though they're so physical and so solid, actually inside they are these beings of light, and they can take us on these deep journeys.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you. So it sounds like it's probably best to ask Chung Fu directly some of these questions. Would you suggest that?
Oh, yes. He'll give you something much more detailed. And, you know, I know these things because I've worked with him, but he also will take everyone on a deeper journey. So probably what's best is that you do talk to Sophie and Jerome. Jerome is very knowledgeable about crystals and has himself trained with Chung Fu and works with crystals. So I think perhaps if Jerome goes and takes the phone in the other room while I go into trance now. And just to say to all your lovely listeners, hello. It's wonderful to be with you. I've been really called out into the world. I've been a hermit medium for very many years. So I'm being called out and opening up to come out and bring Chung Fu to a wider audience. And what's going to happen is I'm going to go into trance, and this is me saying hello and goodbye, because it takes me too long at the end to come back in to say goodbye. So I'm just saying thank you to Ian for having me on your show, and have a wonderful time journeying with Chung Fu. And I'll hand over to Jerome now while I go into trance. So blessings to everybody from Sally.
Blessings, sweet soul. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. So who do we have now, Jerome or Sophie?
Hey there.
Hey, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, my guest Jerome, beautiful. Well, everyone is so excited to hear Chung Fu in a little while. So that'll be in just a little while. So let me ask you this, Jerome. So while Sally is in the process of connecting with Chung Fu, it would be really wonderful if either you or Sophie could explain to everyone
who really is Chung Fu, so that people have a sense of who Chung Fu is when he gets on the phone.
So Chung Fu, well, actually, when he was first coming through, we called him Old Chinese. He has actually three names, Old Chinese, the Old Tibetan, and Chung Fu. Chung Fu means inner truth. So in the same way, when people talk about Buddha being that everybody is Buddha, meaning that everybody has that essence of Buddha within, it's the same in that sense with Chung Fu, that everybody has deep inner truth within. And so that's what Chung Fu's name means. It means inner truth. And it's also the same as the number 61 hexagram in the I Ching. So Chung Fu is a ninth dimensional being. And so he basically, what that means is, and people may know this about ascended beings, is that they've basically had every experience there is to have in every sense of the word, you know, or phrase. They've had every life experience there is to have. And so in that sense, they're able to help us at every level, at whatever level we're at and we need to journey in. And yeah, so Chung Fu is a ninth dimensional ascended master, and he's been working actually on Earth for quite a while before my mum. Marshall Lever, or some say Marshall Lever, but an American deep trance medium channeled Old Chinese. Back then he was called Old Chinese. Before my mum, Marshall Lever, or Lever, channeled Old Chinese. But he kind of decided that he wasn't going to channel him one day, and he stopped channeling him. And then my mother had a bit of a tragic experience where her first husband took his own life, and that really kind of took her to the edge. And one day she left her body, and then Chung Fu, back then called Old Chinese, came in. And luckily my dad was around, who was my mum's friend at the time, and spoke to my dad and said, "Peace, beloved, have no fear." And then, you know, began basically the first journey of beginning to come in through my mum. At that point, she was just shaking on the ground, kind of frothing at the mouth, basically. And my dad was pretty freaked out because he didn't know what was going on. But Chung Fu, yeah, is basically an ascended being that is able to, when you're that high up in dimensionality, you're basically able to bilocate and be in everybody at once, basically. So those on Earth that want to work in those deep ways and are willing to open to their spirit guides and power animals and allies and ancestors and star family are able to basically bring Chung Fu in to their light bodies at deeper and deeper kind of levels, depending on how open their chakras are and how expanded they can become when opening their centers. And yeah, basically that is what he's capable of doing, and that's kind of that's what he's trying to do, is help people that are ready to move the heaviness and move basically everything that's lying in the way of bringing in deeper, wider, higher self energy. Yeah. Who is Chung Fu?
Yeah.
It's a big question.
Yeah, of course.
He hasn't incarnated for more than 1,500 years. So this life is really like a big opportunity for Chung Fu as an ascended being himself. And also for us, I can only speak for myself. I've been training with Chung Fu since I was 17, on and off, and I'm now nearly 35. So for me, I can only speak for myself in that sense, that it is a mighty opportunity that I can basically work with a being from another world. Chung Fu actually originates from the other side of our solar system. So when he brings teachings and practices, it's pretty far out because they're basically coming from thousands and thousands of light years in the future. So they're basically timeless teachings and practices. But yeah, Chung Fu, who is Chung Fu? He's basically an ascended master, but we like to call him an ascended being because mm-hmm. some people have problems with the whole kind of the ascended master kind of lingo. We call him a brother, friend, helper, soul buddy, guide, you know. He's everything. Yeah. He's all of those mm-hmm. things for me. He's like a wise grandfather for me. If I was to just cap it off, I would say, who is Chung Fu? He's like the wisest grandfather you'll ever speak to, ever.
And the oldest grandfather you'll ever. Yeah. Yeah. You know, multidimensional being carrying and emanating inner truth, you know, that divinity of truth, that the essence of truth without any ego, just absolute truth. I mean, what a beautiful opportunity to hear that, just have that channeled inner truth.
I like the way you said it. I think we'll go with that. That sounds beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing I love about Chung Fu is he's basically like, he's like, for me and for many others, he's what you call a gatekeeper guide. So when you have ninth dimensional access, you can basically, he can basically find, so when I had my first session, he was able to find where my spirit guides were at and bring them in to Sally so that I can speak to my personal guides. And that's pretty special.
Okay.
So he's what I call, the head honcho gatekeeper guide. Yeah. He's so much, but I'll let you ask him as well, because I think he's ready for us now.
Welcome, Chung Fu. Welcome. Namaste.
It's wonderful to be introduced as the head honcho.
Well. Beautiful, beautiful.
Greetings. Yes, greetings to you, dear one.
Yeah, we here paying our honors and our respect to your truth that you are about to bring this beautiful wisdom community. So it is with deep gratitude and humility that we say thank you for joining our circle today.
Oh, it is entirely my pleasure and delight, dear one. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for all that you are doing to gather people so that they may work with us, for we come forward for that purpose. Blessings, dear one.
Well, I feel almost unqualified to direct the conversation. You have so much knowledge, so much truth. And so maybe we can start this conversation, Chung Fu, with you delivering a message or a blessing or whatever you'd like to do for the group. You know, what as a community is most important for us to be aware of right now?
Peace, dear one. If it is all right with you, I will indeed bring a blessing forward for all. Thank you. And so as I come forward today, I see you. What beautiful souls are gathered here together. And I see the openness of your hearts and of your minds and the receptivity. And so I celebrate you, dear ones, that are gathered here. Thank you for coming forward to join with us and open this temple of light, the temple that is formed by all these souls who are gathered here together. For a temple is a place of people and souls. It is an inner reality. And so we see the light that is shining from your souls and that also is calling to your guides and helpers who we welcome here into this temple of light. And we welcome your family, your relations and your ancestors from the spirit world to be with you at this very moment here in this temple of light on the inner plane. And we call to all the ascended beings who are your relations, who no longer incarnate, who are indeed wise, who are indeed those who have been before upon the earth, and to bring you guidance as you open your heart and call to those who have evolved but still wish to stay connected with you and bring you guidance and wisdom, blessings, healing, and love. So we welcome the great brother sisterhoods of all of your family lines, ancestry, and personal past lives. We also welcome the great council of the light who are guiding humanity at this time, ascended beings who have been upon the earth and who have known of this time and are especially coming forward to bring you guidance for this time upon your earth. For all is known within the deep heart of the divine, and these beings bring that knowledge forward to you. And we welcome the angelic and archangelic beings who protect this temple of light and each one of you who come here. We give thanks for the blessings and love and healing of the angelic and archangelic beings. And we honor all the deities, and I see many with whom each of you are associated, with whom you have walked and worked in this and other lives. And their energies come through you, for when you make connection with the divine beings, of course they want to radiate their light, their special qualities into the earth plane. And so they come through you, around you. And so we welcome those deities that we are seeing here in wonderful colors and in the power of light that they bring. And we welcome and we honor the Christ light, the solar logos, the energy that shines forth from the central sun of creation, the cosmic sun, the heart divine. We give thanks for this light that penetrates, that comes all the way into the physical plane through your sun, through the solar rays bringing forth both feminine and masculine divine powers to you upon the earth, especially needed at this time. And we thank all those who open and receive these powers, this light, and bring it forward to others in your world. We give thanks. We give thanks to those who come forward and do this work. We honor the spirits and the beings, the powers and the deities of the elements, of earth and air, of fire and water, giving thanks for all of life, for this creation, this physical creation of great wonder, providing opportunity for each one here present to be incarnated as you are and to evolve your soul within physical incarnation, for your soul continues to evolve in all the dimensions within which you journey. And so we celebrate especially today physical life upon the earth, and we give thanks and honor all your guides, helpers, and relations within the light body of the earth and all the elements. We welcome here your allies who are the spirits of animals, of birds, water beings, insect devas, serpent beings, who come forward. And we honor all these beings who come forward. We see them coming into this temple of light, gathering around you, bringing you their special wisdom, their special powers and qualities for your upliftment, for your highest good, and for the evolution of all souls. And we welcome all manner of wondrous beings who dwell in the earth's body of light, the fairy folk and elven people, pixie gnome and leprechaun and many more, dragon beings who come forward to assist you in the depths of your soul's journeys, the phoenix and firebird who bring you powers of transformation and rebirth, the Pegasus who rides with you deep in the realms of your soul, and the unicorn who comes forward to you with perception, with power, and with the magic of your own inner wisdom. And we honor all these beings who love you and who want to join with you and be honored and received by you. We welcome extraterrestrial and starseed beings who come forward from other dimensions within the universe, from other constellations and galaxies, giving thanks for the wisdom, the overview and insight they provide for life upon the earth. We honor all the plants, the flowers, the trees, the standing people who bring you food and nourishment, healing and medicine, beauty, radiance, fragrance. We give thanks to the plant beings and all the gifts they bring to your life. And we welcome the crystalline beings, the rocks and stones and minerals, and all the beings stored deep within the belly of the earth, whose light reaches up amongst the stars, forming a crystalline grid that surrounds the earth and all planets and links together all of the universe and all beings here present. We welcome the Akashic record keepers who bring you in your DNA, in the crystalline structure of your being, the knowledge transmitted direct from the source and direct through your book of life into your consciousness, that you may be guided from within with that deep knowledge and memory, with that deep knowing and wisdom already within you. And we give thanks for the overlighting protection, the love and blessings, the peace and grace, the wisdom and inspiration, healing and compassion of the all-in-one divine presence deep within each of you. Blessings and peace.
Blessings. Mm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I asked Sally a question earlier on, and I'd like to ask you the same question, because the show is about crystals as gateways to our ascension. And I was mentioning that most of us have crystals in some form. And for some people, crystals are beautiful objects. To others, they are completely living and beautiful divine beings. What can you say to everyone to help us bring consciousness and awareness to crystals as they truly are?
Thank you for your excellent question, dear one. That's right. What is there that joins your consciousness with crystalline consciousness? Well, we'll start. What is crystalline consciousness? You could say it's the mind of God. You could say, well, there are dimensions. And the crystalline dimension, you could say, is where God has put all the knowledge that there is accessible to humanity, that you can access divine presence as you open on the inner plane, in a sense, to your own divine nature. You see the beauty of crystals, the wonder of creation. There is actually very little known comparatively in your world, really, even though there is a lot of scientific investigation and research and the wonderful achievements of scientists throughout time. And yet the wonders of creation are little known. Within the crystalline dimension, there are codes. There are, you could say, keys of understanding. They transmit themselves directly into your body. when you hold a crystal, you are holding the Akashic record in its most dense form. It requires that you deeply relax and allow the crystal, in that sense, to communicate with you, but not in the mind, not in the subconscious mind, not in words, but literally, energetically transmitting straight into you. You then need to know how to, in a sense, interpret that presence that comes through to you from the crystalline light dimension of the crystal. It's a bit like saying to you, beloved, you know God when you open your heart, or goddess, when you open your heart and allow that energy in. So equally with crystals, it's about love. It's about enjoying. It's about loving your crystal, really finding crystals that just make you think, oh, that is that. I have to hold this. I love you. I want to hold you. This feeling in your body that comes when, if you like, the crystal being is kind of calling to you. Maybe it is in a shop window. Maybe it's somewhere online, or maybe it's your friend, you see. And it's well known, and the family here will tell you, crystals walk. You know, they go where they want to go. So you might have a crystal, and it's your favorite crystal, but this friend comes around, and, oh dear, you can feel it. It's going. The friend's going to have it, because the crystal will talk to you when you get deeply connected. And in that sense, it will bestow itself upon you or upon another. That is a very deep subject of how they move around. Sometimes you really don't like the way they move around. Almost, well, it got taken. Well, it was here a minute ago. Where's it gone? You know, it is extraordinary how they will indeed move around. They will communicate with you. And in that sense, there's a lot to talk about how that happens and how to get yourself into a state of receptivity to that download from the Akashic realm, to that intelligence divine that is coming through, especially for you, because that is the thing about crystals. They personalize, which is why it's so hard when they decide, well, you know, I've done my work with you, I'm now going after this person, or you just think, I've got to give this crystal to, oh dear, oh, and you have that sense of the crystal having its own trajectory. It has its own purpose in that sense. And when it comes to you, there is a reason. So that might be because you purchase it, it might be because it's given to you, or that your guides inform you, you need to seek that particular vibration, that resonance out. So every crystal has its particular resonance, its frequency. And that is a lot what I want to talk about with you, is how to find the crystal that is in your frequency, which may change, and which is very likely to change as your frequency develops, as it raises. And it's not that some crystals are higher or lower. It's simply about compatibility. And that is important, to find the crystals that you feel so good with. It's really simple on one level, but you got to be in your body for that. So, you know, we talk, you know, your question, the gateways to ascension. Well, you see, here's the irony. You can't ascend if you're not in. And a lot of humanity are not actually fully present, and you can't ascend until you're fully present. So the first job that crystals do is they really help you get into your body. You can't really work with the crystals unless you are fully in your body. That is one of the first, most wonderful services of the crystalline beings, is that in order to feel them and hear them, you do need to physically work with them and listen and sense and feel. And that is something I think you all would agree with me. It's very important. So I'll just wait there for a moment. You know, I have very long answers, as you notice, dear one. You can interrupt me. Peace.
Ah, okay. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful background there. you know, I think that a lot of people are going to be also interested in recharging our life bodies. So aligning the chakras with the crystals, how do the crystals themselves work to align with our chakras and thereby recharging our life body? And also as a secondary question, are there particular types of crystals that are better used for this purpose?
That's right. Well, you know, again, there are many possibilities of crystals to use. I'm going to start simply because the subject definitely grows and grows and grows. There are so many types of crystal. So I'm going to start really simply with a few types of crystals. But I'm first going to talk about the science, if you like, of how it is that your chakras may be assisted to grow stronger, bigger, more expansive, and how you may gain better control over the expansion and contraction of your chakras, the opening of your chakras, by getting to know your crystals, by using them, and by also using sound with them. So you understand that you are physical and the crystals are physical. So this is, if you like, your physical dimension. The solid, firm, solid-looking crystal and the solid, firm-looking physical body. But you all know that really you're made of light. You just said so. How do we charge up our light body? So here you have these two solid-state beings. And when your crystal touches your body, and it's good to actually have it on your body, on the centers, the chakras, and to actually, you know, maybe lay down and put your crystals on your body if you're able to do that. If not, just take one and choose, or two, take one in each hand and choose a couple of chakras that you'd like to work with just now. And of course, deepen your breath, slow your breath down, and just try to get in a position where you're not tensing your arms to hold the crystals. You just got them relaxed either on the arm of your chair or you're lying down and you're not tense at all. Your crystal's in your hand or it's in your lap and you're just relaxing. You're aware and you're touching your crystals and you are breathing. And what you're really conscious of is this breath that is slowing down and you're breathing into the chakra you're working with. I don't mind which chakra you work with for now, though in general I usually start at the root, at the base chakra. But you can be anywhere you like for this exercise. But there are two things which are very similar in your practices to meditation and so on, that you must relax completely and really breathe slowly. Breathe to the count of 6 or 7 or 8. And just keep your breath coming in and out really slowly while at the same time attuning to that center and visualizing that your crystal is sitting right in the middle, like in the gateway. And it's like it's being a key in a lock, if you like. The crystal in your mind's eye is opening the gateway of your chakra, and it's opening it in several dimensions. So that as you expand that chakra in your mind's eye, what's happening also is that you are gaining other dimensions of access through that chakra. So really opening up and visualizing this expansion of this chakra gateway that you are working with and feeling that crystal that you are holding and seeing in the middle there, it's turning. So visualizing that the crystal is turning, and as it turns, gently rotating in your mind's eye. So you're really, what you're starting to do is you're starting to connect with the light body of the crystal from your light body, which is governed by your third eye. So just breathing. There are three things to do now: to relax completely, don't get tense, to breathe slowly and deeply. And feel you're expanding your chakra with the crystal just gently sort of tumbling in the middle. It's emanating itself into your light body. You're you're creating a friendship between that center and this crystal, and they love each other. So your light body loves the crystal light dimension. It's like going home in certain ways. It's like getting the keys to your home. Ah, yes. Through this being, I can be guided. Through this crystalline being, my crystalline self can awaken. My light body can start to sparkle. Because what happens is this crystal accesses for you your higher dimensional body of light. So just enjoy that for a moment, just breathing. If you don't have a crystal just now, it's totally fine. Imagine one. What color would it be? Is it small? How big is it? Imagine it. I assure you that there are many light being, crystalline beings who will work with you right now. You'll just feel just the same as everybody. Your crystal is working inside the center, the chakra of your choice. And just relax and try to empty the mind. Just listen and ask your crystal to either show you a color or give you a feeling or say a word. And just listen for a few seconds to see what comes through for you. As you see, the crystals are in touch with your guides and helpers. They are a bit like a telephone line, you know, helping you to connect to other dimensions and other dimensional beings, listening, quietening to listen. And perhaps later we will hear a little, if anyone has received anything. Don't worry if you haven't. It takes a little bit of time. You're literally, it's so simple. You're just getting used to, and really not just getting used to, but going into your connection with the crystalline being. Now I'm just going to finish with the other part of the question, which crystals in general would you like to use for different chakras? Well, in a way, it's kind of self-explanatory if you know the colors and the functions of your chakras, that the lower chakras are really to root you, to ground you, to help you connect to the earth, to the chi, to the life force and the kundalini, the rising energy of your own sexuality, that these functions or purposes of the center are a guide, so you would use for your root center, for your base chakra, you would use dark crystals. They can be obsidian, they can be tourmaline, preferably dark green or black, they can be shungite, and in fact others. There are others, but we're just going to stick with those for now. They can also be very dark smoky quartz as well, and there are some other dark crystals, but the thing is to feel it. Don't get too worried about, oh well, Chung Fu said only that one, or oh, this teacher said only that one. Get empowered around what you feel with your crystals. It's all about getting in and getting into communication and connection, and it's really quite physical and sensory in a sense. It's, do I like it? Does it feel good? Am I getting a real sense of energy moving here? And that's what's going on, because what the crystals are doing is they're helping you release any blockages. And right now we're working in the base chakra, where mostly the base chakra is open, but the next one up, the Hara, the sacral center, gathers quite a lot of content, which again needs to clear downward through that base chakra. So sometimes when you're opening that base chakra, you get this sense of things moving, almost, oh, I got to move my hips, my body. Oh, there's something coming through that sense. It's quite physical. You know, it's not only about meditation and inner work with crystals. It's quite physical. It's real. It's energy work. It's where you're clearing your centers. You're opening up your energy body so that more light can come in from your own being. So this is really here what's happening, that the crystal is helping you clear. It's moving. What it does in your body is it accelerates your frequency. So it raises the frequency, and it makes your vibration just a little hot, a little faster. And so in that way, it moves any inert substances, anything a bit heavy, anything that's gathered there. And down in these lower centers, that's what you want. You want to be able to flow, to let go of old negativities, anything you're carrying, wounding from before, ancestral burden, all of that can gather in those lower centers. So again, for the sacral chakra, the hara, I like to call it the hara, mm-hmm. because it has that kind of power in the word. And so this one also use smoky quartz. You can use also those dark crystals here for the clearing. Also, however, you can use, for example, carnelian. This is a wonderful crystal for this center as well. And there will be many more. We will talk about all the possible crystals. Just don't be limited about choosing your crystals. I'll just go briefly up through the center, so coming to the solar plexus. Well, there you are, the word it says, solar. So your beautiful, brilliant crystals, such as citrine, you know, that is a wonderful crystal, or very light smoky quartz here as well. And also other crystals that you feel are bringing this light-bearing quality. Sometimes you can also use clear quartz here at the solar plexus. Coming up to the heart center, I always encourage you to use, for example, rose quartz. Rose quartz is a very beautiful, soft crystal for the heart center. And this is mostly well known. But you can also use amethyst, which is a wonderful crystal for the heart center, and also clear quartz. I use clear quartz sometimes in combinations with the other crystals. Coming to the throat center, blue crystals. There are many different ones, but turquoise, lapis lazuli in particular. The other crystal that I just went past a little too fast, drove past the heart a little too fast there, because aquamarine is the other one, very strong for the heart, but also for the throat. It's all about expression, flowing, a very watery crystal that helps your emotions to move and into expression. And again, as I say, many other crystals can also be used, but this is a key, like a key in to understand how you're using them in this way. And then just coming to the brow center, the third eye. I always recommend a double terminated clear crystal here. So you can use a Herkimer diamond or another kind of double terminated clear crystal. Quartz it can be, but also it can be other types of clear crystal. But I emphasize clear because of the fact that this is very powerful to develop your third eye. And then the crown amethyst. The violet color of the amethyst draws from your higher self that high vibrational presence to really clear the crown, open it right up and expand it to receive from the cosmic source. So, you know, I'm going fast through things that I will, of course, elaborate on deeply when I present you with more information at a later stage. There's a lot to say. I hope that has helped a little. Peace
to you. Thank you, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. I would love to now go to the community and get some questions answered. And we'll start with the web, shall we? Let's go to the web. And Elizabeth from Denver is asking on the web, can you help identify what crystals will help me in my healing work, you know, when she works with others, and then also in her personal growth?
Ah, that's a very big question. Greetings to you, Elizabeth. So, you know, it's a difficult question because, you see, what you're saying is a bit like saying, what shall I say to all the people who might come to me? And well, there's that one, and you're going to say different things, obviously, or you're going to bring a different energy through for all the different clients who come to you. However, having said that, there are some classic basic crystals. If you're starting out or if you have a collection, then there is some understanding in that sense of what I just presented to you around the chakras and the basically literally alignment of crystals to the different chakras. Because as you know, and I'm sure you do, in your healing, what you're really doing is you're helping that person align to their source, because what heals a person is the energy from their higher self. As a healer, you are obviously facilitating that connection. So what you're trying to do is help that person connect to that source of healing that is the divine, that's coming direct to them. So then you have to use really your wisdom, your judgment, and your intuition. Above all, with crystals, follow your sensations, your senses, your feeling, your gut instinct. That feels right. Yes, I'm going to put it there. Oh, it doesn't feel right anymore. I'm going to put it there. You know, because literally, beloved, the rule book is your development, your surety. You know, you're not going to harm anyone, and you're going to get a very quick sensation if you need to move that crystal. And sometimes that's what will happen. You get a sense, I want to put it there. You put it there, and 5 minutes later, it's a yes, you've done, it did some work there, now it needs to move. So it really is about developing your confidence, having experiences, and literally seeing the results, seeing how your clients are opening up better, how they are receiving more from within, that as you use the crystals, you are, in a sense, linking them up to the source in a more powerful way. Also, if they themselves start to work with crystals, of course, then you can work together. And when they bring their crystals, you do a healing. Those crystals of theirs that they're taking away with them will get programmed. You will put in instructions that the spirits will hear, of course, and the energy beings that are the crystalline beings, they, in that sense, that's how they work. They work, they are the, how can we say that, almost like God's army. You know, they're receiving all that download from the divine. They're bringing that in, that's seeded within the earth. When you come across a crystal, it's already, in that sense, generally speaking, programmed from the divine. But one of those programs is to assist beings, not just human, all beings, to reconnect to the divine. So when you pick up that crystal and you start to work and program it yourself with your special personal messages or requests, that is what happens. And as a healer, Elizabeth, that is what you are also doing. In a way, it's kind of, there you are, you got your crystals, and you open up, and you obviously ask your client permission to put them on the body, and then you listen, and you lay your hands on as usual, but you'll get another level of information. And so how I start with people is I say, try to get yourself a set of a dark crystal such as shungite, tourmaline, obsidian, a dark smoky, a citrine, a rose quartz, a lapis lazuli, or turquoise, a double terminated clear quartz crystal, or a Herkimer diamond, which is really what that is, a special type of crystal, and an amethyst.
Chungfu, it needs to be uncut, natural.
Peace.
Not heat treated.
Thank you, that's quite right. The same with smoky quartz as well. Try to inquire if you're buying these things to say, I don't want a treated crystal, I don't want an irradiated crystal, because they will take different crystals and irradiate them for special colors. Sometimes that's all right, especially for ornamentation, but not for this sacred use.
And also, are they ethically mined?
And that is the other consideration. Jerome is reminding me here as well about really inquiring, where was this crystal mined? How was this crystal mined? Unfortunately, in one sense, you have to pay more for the ethically mined crystals because you're talking about human beings hand mining. But you see, that preserves the vibrational and frequential integrity of the crystal. Having said that, if you have crystals already, and you know it may well be the case you don't really know where they come from, hold your crystal and love it. And, you know, if you know the Ho'oponopono practice, do something like that. The Ho'oponopono, that is where you say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And just sit with your crystals and gently heal them of any kind of trauma that has occurred in their acquisition. So, dear ones, we will just go forward and I listen to any more questions that you want to ask, dear one.
Thank you. Robert from Spring, Texas is asking, what are my crystals and how should I use them and what planets are they aligned with? Thank you.
Who is asking, please?
Robert, Spring, Texas.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. So, what are your crystals? So, Robert, do you have any crystals? Would you ask, please?
This is a web call. They're on the web. This is not a live person.
I am going to tell you what crystals are good for you, Robert. You may have some of them already. Thank you. Did you hear that, dear one?
Yeah, we can't. There's already hundreds of questions already typed in. We can't communicate those.
No, all right. So I'm just going to tell Robert what crystal will be very good for him. Robert, you do need aquamarine. You need it for your heart. You need it for healing of the emotional body. You also, and this actually probably applies to most people, you need some shungite for grounding. And I'm going to talk about shungite as a special talk at the end of the call for everybody. So please give me 5 minutes for that. So, Robert, you need aquamarine for the heart center, and you need shungite for the root center, and you especially need amethyst for the crown. For now, those three are vital for you. And so when you get those crystals, or if you have them, what you do is you hold them, and you talk to them in that sense. You program them. You ask for the healing. You connect with your guides, and you ask, or in that sense, command. I often say command rather than ask, because, you know, who are you asking? You're asking yourself. You're asking your higher self. So come into that place of certainty and make a really strong statement. You know, I call and command this crystal to bring to my heart healing from my higher self and from the divine, that I may let go and feel as though you're letting go, shedding the weight and the heaviness and the burden, and then feel it going down and feel the shungite taking that away from your body and into the earth. And then breathe in and feel that through your crown and through that amethyst, the light of your higher self is coming in. Blessings in peace, Robert.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Austin, Texas, and this is going to be 2151. 2151 are the last four digits of your phone number. Austin, Texas, you are live.
Hello, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Hi, Chungfu.
Oh, greetings, dear one. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. I am very excited about what you're talking about today. I had an interesting question to ask you. About 3 months ago, I bought what's called a crystal harp. Now, it's not like a harp, but it's got like 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe like 6 long crystals in it, and you play it, you know, I actually don't even know. It's funny. I felt so drawn to it, and I was like, I don't even know what to do with this, but I knew I had to have it. And then I saw your program today, and I really wanted to ask you, how, you know, what do I do with that, I guess is my question.
So you have got a composite crystal, yes? You have got a crystal of many colors.
No, they're all clear. They're all clear, and they're like...
They are clear. Sorry, I couldn't catch at the start what you said, dear one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
tell you what I'm seeing, and then you can comment back to me. So you have got this crystal because you have got actually already a really strong heart and a lot of energy and love coming through your heart, but you give a lot. And so this crystal has come to you like a battery, it is a charging station for your heart, because, you know, you have that ideal as well. You just want to go on giving and giving and giving, but you've got to breathe in. You've got to take energy into your heart. And I can already see that beings are occupying. So what if you can imagine that crystal is like a gateway to a massive temple, and beings are coming into that temple, and there's a lot of communication happening between you and other beings on an ascended plane and beings on the physical plane. So this is like a central communication system. It's pulsing, it's beating, it's alive. So you have already energized and programmed this crystal. And so when people come to you, or when you are in an emotional transmission, when you are giving love, when you are communicating meaning to someone about these matters, about the divine, about the spirits, about, feel that crystal and feel it feeding you. It's like it's got this nourishment energy in it. And so yes, that's the first thing I see about your crystal, dear one.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And so do you feel that your course, this course that you're offering,
yes, we're going to do it. The other thing I want to say about your crystal, dear one, Sophia has reminded me, is that it is Venusian. Your crystal is aligned to Venus.
Oh.
Which of course makes total sense, because those beings, you have a lot of Venusian family. You know that, don't you?
Actually,
did we talk about
that? No, that's beautiful. No.
Yes. So this crystal is, again, it is an opening to that vibration. Very strong Venusian energy coming in at this time to assist humanity to lift up out of this darkness, to remember the hope, the joy, the love. And that is a lot what the Venusian beings are bringing in. And you have a lot of connections there. And that, again, is also why you've chosen this crystal. Peace, dear one.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Patricia. Much love. Okay, beautiful. All right, so let's go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the last four digits of the phone number are 5331, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's me. My name is Nevenka. Nevenka, I am born in Yugoslavia, and I live in the United States. And I have lived here from the time that I was a little girl. But English is not my first language. It's my second language. And I sometimes communicate better through music or some other means astrology than I do through the English language. I have recently been told that I have cancer, and I understand that it comes from longing for my family that is still there in Yugoslavia, and longing for my ways that I am used to, and I have to leave all of this baggage behind so that I can get rid of this cancer and change my mindset. So I would love to change my mindset and get rid of this, let it go, let all of this longing go.
So where do you have the cancer, beloved?
It's they say it's rectal cancer. It cannot be operated on.
All right. So, Dewin, feel all that emotion. Blessings to you and welcome. I welcome all your emotion, Dewin. I welcome your beautiful heart and all that is flowing through you at this time. And I remind you to really, you know, understand which way round it is, that that those emotions that you talked about, indeed, they need to flow. And that, you know, that's what cancer is in a sense. It is that energy that comes in to teach you in a way, to show you yourself, to really bring up all those deep places and to help you clear them. Now, that is a big process. Obviously, I can't do that in this one question, but I say to you, get shungite and get Libyan gold and visualize that all around your lower colon and your bowel and all around your rectum, this shungite is drawing out. Imagine it. When you find the shungite, you'll see it's a very black, it's a dark crystal. It has a great absorbent power. It is very, very healing for the physical body and helps you to clear. So if you imagine that, if you can understand, this crystal was formed, it came from outer space. It was formed in a different way than a lot of crystals. So there is a state of it that is actually liquid. So if you can imagine it as a liquid and imagine you're pouring it into the rectum, that it's lining the rectum, and imagine it in your mind's eye, and you, in your meditation, you pour it in, and then it consolidates and takes hold of the cancer cells, and then in your mind, when you breathe, you dissolve it again, and the next time you go to the toilet, you imagine it's pouring out, and you do that in a rhythm 3 or 4 times in the day, you know, and you work with it that way, and you visualize it, and you connect with that shungite crystal, and that will assist the energy to move. What is happening is your body is trying to clear all this emotion, all this pain, all this longing, all this separation, and it hasn't. It hasn't quite managed to, and that is, you know, very understandable under the stresses and strains of a modern life. You actually have to dive deep. And as you know, I'm sure you are, you have to work in those deep places. Why Libyan gold? So once you have done that, and this is part of the same meditation in a sense, but you imagine the Libyan gold. This crystal equally is from another source, comes into the earth and has an energy of, it's called Libyan gold because it has this power of the sun. It contains a solar light. In one sense, you could say all the crystals are transmitting the solar light from the source in the different frequencies and combinations that they do. What it is about Libyan gold is that it is attuning to your higher self and bringing that vibration into your body. And so after clearing with the shungite, you're holding your Libyan gold, and again you would visualize that almost that you're breathing in that golden light through that crystal, and you would place these crystals right down on as close to that center as you can, that base chakra, either right at the front or to lay on it so that it's touching the base of your spine at the back. Now, of course, there's more I could say to you, beloved, but in this short program, I just start that journey with you, and of course, by all means, get in touch so that I could help you further. Peace, dear one.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank
you.
Peace
to you.
Okay, much love. Okay, let's do someone else from the phone. Let's go to Olympia, Washington. Olympia, Washington, and 0194 are the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live.
Greetings.
Hello. Anyone there from Olympia with your hand up? Okay, let's go to another, someone else in Denver, Colorado. Someone else in Denver. 8686, last four digits. You're online.
Yes, hello. My name's Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Greetings.
Greetings. I was wondering what crystal might be helpful to me and what kind of energies I bring from another planet.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, I straight away see the Pleiadians with you, dear one. Strong Pleiadian family with you. So that is wonderful, and greetings to all your brothers and sisters there who are delighted to be working with you, and you're very open heart, and you're really ready. You're going. You're absolutely vibrating now, ready for this next development, this next evolution for you in your life. So for you at the moment, G1. You know, there are some very strong crystals that you need to use to ground you, but also to help you connect with the Pleiades, to inspire, you know, to really inspire you. And so what I want to say to you, D1, is again, listen, feel inside yourself. And you know, one of the most important crystals for you is a ruby. Ruby. This is actually for your heart. I didn't mention it before, but it's coming forward now with you. And it's that deep heart crystal. It's about depth of love. It's about getting in touch with that Christ energy in your heart, if you like. It is a semi-precious stone, but it is also a heart crystal. So ruby is very strongly coming forward here. The other one is, do you know celestite? Celestite. And this is a crystal that really connects you with the angelic realms. This is a very important for you to be connected to the angelic realms. And celestite is a particular vibration for you to connect. You do work with angelic beings. I don't know if that's conscious or unconscious, but they are also interfacing here with the Pleiadian beings and working with you. And I need to also say to you, G1, you need tourmaline. And, you know, this connection with the earth is very important. So I'm going to choose green tourmaline for you because that earth thing of your being, but also to be able to connect, especially physically, with the green color of that tourmaline. So these three crystals are coming very strongly forward for you. And then you need a piece of clear quartz to, and this is really what I call the communicator, to help you communicate all that you are at this time in your earth being, so that your sisters and brothers can talk to you, can commune with you, and And so I'm going to leave it at that, but there are more. But thank you, Diana, for your question, and I hope to connect with you more as we do the course together, and there are opportunities to go into more detail about how to use your crystals, how to journey with them, and how to program them for yourself especially. Blessings and peace.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Beautiful. Well, we're not done with the show yet, but I would love it if maybe Jerome or Sophie or even Chengfu would take us through the offer, because I know people at this point are quite curious how they can work with Chengfu, especially in private session, and also what the program is all about, specifically around the crystals. So before we do that, let me direct people to how they can follow along visually. So if you are someone who is on the webinar page, then you would click that orange button below Sally's beautiful photograph. So click the offer button. It's orange underneath the photograph. You'll be taken to a page that says Deep Soul Connection. And if you are not on the webinar page but would like to follow along visually, then you would type in the address, which is WOTA show.com/Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, and the number 7. So everything's lowercase. One more time, it's WOTA show.com/Sally7, S-A-L-L-Y, 7. And of course, we'll send the link out later on, and you'll get the link again via email. But if you'd like to follow along right now, that's how you would do it. So whoever on the team, if you wouldn't mind taking us through the offer and just let people know what's included. You know, you don't have to go through absolutely everything, but just let people know what's included and some of the wonderful benefits that people might receive after going through the course of the program. And then also very especially, I think, people are interested in what's it like to work with Chengfu, what type of questions can they ask, that type of thing.
Okay, hello Ian, it's Sophie here. I'm Sally's daughter. And,
hi Sophie.
I will sort of go through the kind of practicals and in a sense, just because Chengfu doesn't know exactly how we've laid it out, he's just going to arrive and do his thing. And it's essentially a live course of seven, there'll be seven events. And I believe... I don't know if you amended that, Ian, but I realized that we didn't explain that it was BMT or British Summertime, actually, but it's 8 o'clock British Summertime, and so I don't know if you've amended that on the offer page, but each of the events is at that time. And they are running roughly kind of every 3 to 4 weeks and starting on the 17th of August. And basically, we're very excited to call Chengfu to bring this course to you, because as I believe it was explained in the special offer page, we haven't gone into it deeply actually on this call yet, but Chengfu is a crystal master, and maybe after I've explained some of this, Chengfu could actually explain what that means in the sense of his experience within the crystalline dimension. But course will be a deep dive for sure, and there are going to be, as I say, seven modules, and I will just sort of outline those and let Chengfu give a brief description kind of how, you know, how he feels that this course will run. But basically we're going to start with how our earth is actually calling for us all to be connecting with her through the crystalline dimension. So should I maybe let you have... Shall I say them?
All right.
And then you
no, I think one at a time. So, yes, the reason I'm bringing this forward at this time is very linked for all of you with how you are experiencing the earth in a crisis, how you are experiencing already the earth calling to you, and you're wondering, what can I do? How can I help? I'm busy. I'm doing all this, and I got children and shopping, and how can I help the earth meanwhile? So by evolving yourself, by becoming, by coming into connection with the earth, by developing your inner hearing and realizing, that's right, the earth is alive. The earth is a living being and, yes, is talking to you. And the crystals, obviously, they're inside the body of the earth. You realize they're there, you know, and you know how you have a voice in your own body. So in that sense, they are the voice of the earth. And so that is why the earth is fine with you to use crystals. Some people think, oh, dear, we're taking them out. We shouldn't be. But actually, you never could take all the crystals out of the earth. A lot of them are completely inaccessible to you. Those that are accessible, yes, yeah, some of them have been, you know, mined too aggressively. But on the whole, the earth is... It wants you to have the crystals because you will start reading her through the crystals. They are, in that sense, bringing you the voice of the earth. Peace.
And then the second, you know, event, class, workshop, however you want to describe it, they will be on the geometry of the universe and how the crystalline matrix is a communication system from the divine center, from source.
Well, those of you who are mathematicians and scientists, or even just curious and have investigated all kinds of wonders that are now really quite well known, you understand that the universe has the most extraordinary mathematical construct. It is literally designed. The wonder of this design is also accessible by studying and seeing all the different crystal formations. You can see them in their solid form in the earth. But when you realize these are just those forms, and that through those forms there are a myriad of crystalline forms of light, which are like the communication system. This mathematics, which is the word that has been given, is throughout everything, every form, every plant, every tree, every planet, and all the relationships between all of matter. You can actually see it literally in the geometrical, sacred geometry of creation, and the crystals hold this. They hold the knowledge that is that geometrical information or design.
And then in the third one, you know, in many ways, Chung Fu has been starting to explore that with some of your listeners who have called in or asked questions, but talking about how crystals are gateways to the stars and how they are that, you know, they are a connection for our starseed family to also connect in with us. But one of the things that we aren't able to explore in this call, but which will definitely be a part of these live calls that you will be having within this course, is that Chung Fu will go very deep in the journeying aspect. He will really guide you into to really truly connect, and as
well, there are beings lining up.
Yeah, and
that's right.
Using your crystals as a way to journey to the other planets is something that Chung Fu is very adept at. So I'll let you carry on.
Well, yes, because that's the thing. It's so, you know, you're on Earth, and the idea of physical distance is paramount. You know, you got to travel in a car or by foot or somehow fly to get from A to B. Distance on the inner plane is about frequency. So in order to journey, in order to reach the dimensions we're talking about here, where so-called, you know, other places in the universe, you look and you think, well, that's 10 million light years away. I mean, what are you talking about? Well, not in the crystalline dimension, it isn't. It's like that. And so you understand, you start to realize, of course, when I raise my frequency and I go into that crystalline dimension, distance, it's not the same. It's not that it entirely disappears, because it's frequential distance. And so that is what I want to help you to do, is to access those higher dimensions. I mean, literally, you know that wonderful phrase, in a twinkling of an eye, in the twinkling of a crystalline light eye. Peace.
Peace. And in the fourth one, it's crystals as portals to other dimensions, which really is an extension of what Chung Fu is just saying there, but it's going to another level as well, and also about sort of retrieving aspects of the soul as well that have, yeah.
Yes, it's bringing parts of you back. You see, obviously, you can see by extrapolation that what I'm also saying is you are in a part of your own being, in one part, in a level, in one dimensionality of you, you are crystalline. It's actually very familiar to you. When you start to do this work, you wonder how you managed without it, because that is the nature of your being. You are a divine being. You are a being of light. And you need this connection with your own crystalline being. So this also involves meeting other beings who are coming, you could say, to meet you. That when you go to meet that level of your being, there are beings who come to, in that sense, verify or meet you, because that is where they dwell. So it becomes about frequency, about getting you into your ascended frequency with the crystals. Peace.
The fifth is about crystals activating through sound, so it's about working with your crystals and sound as well.
So that one might come earlier, so we may slightly change that that order, so that one comes a little earlier, because activating your crystals through sound is actually very important. It's a very important part. Well, you can feel it. You know very well that sound is an actual manifestation in the physical realm of frequency. You can actually measure it. So as you learn to tone and work with your crystals in a very physical way, that is physically holding but also physically sounding, you begin to be able to sense better. And this activation of the crystals helps your sense of where you are in relation to them and how to move your energy through the crystalline dimension. So, again, I think we may work on that a little earlier, okay. Sophia. Peace. Yes.
And then, as it's sort of currently ordered, the sixth one is about the crystals as essentially Akashic record keepers.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's very important that you be able to access the Akashic records. They're yours. They belong to you. You've gotten cut off from them for a lot of different reasons of getting very mentally distracted in an ever more complex and actually intentionally confusing mental reality. But really, you need to be able to go straight to the source for your information. It's yours. It belongs to you. And the more you raise your vibration, the more you realize, actually, I'm getting that. I know that. I knew that. Oftentimes when I work with my clients and they, you know, they work with me a bit, they start to develop that famous sixth sense. So this is about activating your sixth, seventh, and eighth senses, those cosmic and those raised frequencies, those ascended frequencies of your being, because that is what you need. You need access to that divine library, to also where God's plan, Goddess's plan, is in that sense stored for you. So the Akashic are both what has been and what you can see. You want to clear this and you want to change this, and they're also the massive potential for you that you can then activate into your life. Peace.
And then the seventh, I probably won't go too much into, because it's lots of aspects of it have been touched on today, but it's really just really understanding how crystals, you know, how to use them for our personal development and protection, and particularly around EMF, frequencies as well. And,
yes.
Yeah.
So that brings me actually to slightly, you know, yes, that's what we'll do. It'll be an amalgamation. There'll have been so much. It'll be a feast by then, of all that you have brought, of all the ways we will have worked together, and we will be tying up those ends, as it were. We will be completing together, well, this stage of the journey anyway, because, again, there's so much to bring forward that you will feel, ah, well, I can start now. I can, you know, you will have started already, of course, but you will really have that sense by then of, I actually know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. I know why I use these various crystals, and I know the potential of my being. And that's really what it's all about, is finding and staying connected with your God-like self, your divine self, your higher self. That's what this is, to activate your instrument, your beautiful body, heart, mind, to be that vessel for your higher self, your ascended, true ascended nature. Now, I just want to tag on to the end here before I get us to be quiet, the importance of Shungite at this time for you all. I really must say to you, please, in whatever way that you can remonstrate, any way that you can rise up and refuse the new technology of 5G, please do it. Rise up, say no, you know, in any possible way you can, understand the threat to your well-being of this this absurdly inappropriate technology in regards to the human body, to the bodies of any creatures, especially young children, babies in the womb, to all of your organs. This technology cannot be allowed to go forward. We are working with many ascended beings to get this technology rolled back and out of harm's way and to be used minimally where it must be used, but absolutely not all over the planet. This is very, very serious, and I do call upon you to do what you can in your area to be active. Don't sit back and say someone else will do it, because that inertia is already happening. Try to become active around this subject. And that is why I say to you, please acquire this particular crystal Shungite. It has been made available to you. It's coming forward to you. You will see information about it everywhere, because all the ascended beings and all the crystal beings are bringing it forward and going, look at that, use that. Because you have to defend yourself. This technology is already coming upon your planet, and you must strengthen yourselves, dear ones, because it is a very damaging vibration. Its frequency is so aggressive. It is so low grade, and it is, as you maybe some of you know, it is a military technology, and you do not need it on your planet any more than it already is, for it is already there. So the Shungite, you need to get a set. So you need really 7. They can be small pieces. You may find them in your local area, or Jerome is supplying them from here, because I've asked him, please, to make it available to all of our clients, because that Shungite, what it will do, it will start to introduce into your light body a defense mechanism. It is a carbon-based, it interfaces with the physical body very well. And what happens is it starts to emanate its protective energies into your light body pretty much as soon as you touch it. You should have one in your pocket or your bag, you know, or somewhere if you can wear it as a pendant. But you should also use it to meditate with and to absorb its energy into your body, that then will continue to radiate throughout your day and put a lining of protection into your field. But I will be talking more about this, and I believe Jerome, maybe, and Sophia have put something up on the line, you know, about it, because it's very important that you understand what's going on your planet right now. Peace.
Thank you.
Up about the special offer that, as well as the 7 live calls, which I do also want to stress that Chung Fu, yes, will bring wonderful deep knowledge and information that you in some cases will have never heard, but also it's very experiential in the sense that it's going to be a lot of deep journeying and connection with your crystals that will be going on. And then there's also two recorded bonuses. Each of them are sort of 2.5 hours long. They were beautiful events. One of them was merging with your higher self, and was a very strong transmission given by Chung Fu, which really is all there in the title. And then also the second one, which was Awakening the Christ Light Within, and again a very powerful transmission, which was very much about connecting to the Christ consciousness, the solar logos, through the solar logos, through the central sun. And it was a very, very strong transmission given last year, and we've included those as a bonus. And then the second package was to basically have all of that, but also have an hour of private one-on-one time with Chung Fu as well. So those were the two packages that we've offered this time. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wow, so comprehensive. Thank you so much. I mean, this package literally is for everyone. I can see that there is a lot of information that's going to be disseminated, but also very practical information that we can all use in our lives, not only to protect us physically from some of the technologies that are coming through, but also to accelerate our ascension, how we can partner with crystals as beautiful beings to help us partner to help us accelerate our own ascension. So wonderful. Thank you so much for that beautiful offering. That's so lovely.
Peace, dear one. The thing to also mention for you is that if people are going to come to that series, it will be a good idea to reach out maybe to the vehicle or Sophia or Jerome to start to consider what crystals you're going to get for yourself, so you can be working with them and potentizing them and activating them, and so that you can, as you say, accelerate your development and your elevation at this time. Peace, dear one.
Mm. And, you know, I might add, because, you know, I think that there's more people like me. Over time, I've spent a considerable amount of money on crystals, and I am deeply drawn to crystals, but I don't necessarily know, apart from what my higher self tells me, which are my crystals, which are the most beneficial crystals for me. So I've got, you know, many hundreds of dollars of crystals, but I would really suggest to everyone, you know, get the session with Chung Fu, because it's an open-ended session, not in time, but in terms of information, where you can ask anything. But if you are going to be doing the course, then get the expertise, get the information, what crystals are most supportive for you, particularly for your constitution, for your own evolution, for your own growth. It's a beautiful opportunity to get that information. So you have it all up front. You can have your crystals with you when you go into those sessions. But aside from being able to have your particular unique crystals identified, and, you know, what support from what planetary beings are there, I mean, you could literally ask Chung Fu any type of question that might be pressing, that might be on your heart, whatever messages are coming through for you. So two beautiful, beautiful options for you to choose from. So just whatever resonates with you, I encourage you to go with that one.
Peace to you.
Okay. Mm. Well, beautiful. Well, we're reaching a point now, Chung Fu, where we are going to be winding down the show, as we call it. We'll be winding it down. And I know you wanted to speak about a few more things and also maybe end this with a blessing. So, you know, I'm going to turn it back to you to wind it down and bring us whatever information needs to come through at this point.
All right, dear ones. Well, you know, I've got a being here who is a crystal being, a crystal overlord, a solar lord, who is especially bringing forward the Shungite awareness for you all. So I'm just listening to what he's bringing forward. This is a solar being who is shining a light. So solar beings dwell in all kinds of, they come in and they take up their position throughout the universe, and they are all, of course, connected to the central sun, to the Christ light. And so this being is the oversoul bringing the Shungite to you and saying that call him in. His name is Amon Shungin. Amon Shungin. This is the name of this being. And when you're working with Shungite, which I really hope most of you are going to investigate and get for yourselves, I would like you to remember to call this being, to open to this solar lord who is bringing the light of the sun deep into the earth and to protect you. So this crystal is programmed with this protective power for you. And so this blessing, I would like you to receive it from him today and just open your heart. And he's really encouraging you to work with his crystal. There are two grades, particularly of the crystal. Again, that's a lot of information to bring through, but you can work with either grade one or grade two Shungite, depending on what you can manage to get for yourself. So I really bring you this blessing of Amon Shungin, and he's showing me as though he's, you know, as though the earth is opening up to bring you her treasures, her deep treasures, which she has really, programmed with this power of healing for you. You know, there's a lot of consciousness on the planet which pays no attention to the planet. So as you open to work with the crystals, what you are doing above all is you are opening to the voice of the earth, really opening to the voice of the crystalline beings who speak for that power of the earth that is expressing in so many ways at this time. And as you dialogue with that power, with that voice of the earth, that brings healing to the earth as well as to yourselves. And there are many ways to work with crystals, with, in a sense, putting them back in the earth with all your love and all your intention as offerings to the earth, to help the earth in many different ways. So this is a time now where the divine beings are coming through you to the earth, and the earth is calling through you to the divine beings, to the solar source, and there is a lot of communion. You are the communicators. You are, if you like, the rods of power that can connect to that highest source of consciousness and bring it into the earth. And so with that thought, I leave you today, and thank you so much for coming forward to share with me today. I am Chong Fu, and I am delighted to be here with you all. And I give thanks to all the beings who are here with us, seen and unseen, guides, helpers, family, relations, and ancestors here with you all. We give thanks to all of them for your presence here today. We give thanks and we honor all the ascended beings who have brought to this temple of light deep knowledge, blessings and healing, love and guidance, the great brother sisterhood of the oversouls of humanity. We give thanks to the angelic and archangelic beings bringing their protection here around you all. We give thanks and we honor all deities with whom each of you walk. Knowingly or unknowingly, you are connected to the divine source, to the Christ light that is the very power of life, of love, and of light. And we give thanks and open hearts to receive ongoingly every day this light that flows in from the source of creation, energizing your sun and the solar beings, the solar lords and deities who bring both feminine and masculine solar ray energies into your life. We give thanks and we honor the elemental spirits, powers, beings, and deities of earth, air, fire, water, and all the allies, relations, and guides who come forward from the light body of the earth, who bring you the power of plants and flowers and trees, the standing people, of rocks and stones, crystals and minerals, and the keepers of the Akashic records. And we give thanks for all the gifts that come to you from guides and helpers, from animals, birds, water beings, insect devas, serpent beings, who bring forward for you their powers, gifts, blessings to share with you for their own evolution and for the evolution of all souls. And we give thanks to these wondrous beings who come forward to communicate from the elemental realms, who bring us the voices of the silent ones. We give thanks to the fairy folk and the elven people, pixies, gnomes, and leprechauns, and many more beings of light who dwell within the light body of the earth. And we give thanks and honor all those who assist all human souls in your earth journey, in the depths, and especially in the places of transformation and change, of rebirth, regeneration. We give thanks to the vast energetic beings who are dragon in all the elements of earth, air, fire, water, the dragon beings. We give thanks for your power, for your strength. We give thanks to the phoenix and firebird for the powers of transformation and resurrection when you think all is done, all is over, and here upon the earth at this time, we call to the phoenix of resurrection, of transformation, of total rebirth in the consciousness of humanity. And we call for the powers of Pegasus to journey in the dimensions, that each one may ride on that winged horse and go deep into the other realms, to find aspects of your being that you need now to reclaim and retrieve. We give thanks to the unicorn for that penetrating perception of the third eye, going deep, visioning, revealing, discovering yourself at the highest levels of your being. And we give thanks to the extraterrestrial and starseed beings, and we give thanks for the overlighting protection, love, blessings, peace, and grace, for the wisdom and inspiration, healing, and compassion of the all-in-one divine presence deep within you all. And may the living spirit that is within all things come forward within each and every one of you, bringing the ascended frequency of your higher self to resonate within your body the truth, to bring you light, upliftment, positivity, and clarity, to bring you compassion and love, confidence, courage, to bring you in your body resilience, strength, stamina, good health, the power of communication, deep soul connection and communion, abundance, love, and deep understanding that is beyond the mind. Blessings and peace to you all, and thank you, host. Thank you so much for calling me forward today. Blessings and peace.
Thank you, thank you. Much love, so much gratitude for you being here today and sharing your wisdom and insights, bringing the truth to this community today. It's been such a special time. Thank you, thank you. And thank you, sweet souls, for being here, the wisdom community, for listening in, no matter where you are. Much love to you all. We're going to end this now. Much love. Namaste. Bye now.